This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Hump Day Wednesday, January 14th, 2026 edition. Another political strategist, geopolitical business communication firm owner, Mark Ross, attended the speech yesterday. And he said, I think one of the challenges President Trump faces is that he's basically acting like a one-day day trader and not thinking long-term. He thinks very short-term, talking about the price of gas at the pump, rattling off all these weird data numbers. I think he doesn't do a good job of managing expectations, and that sometimes gets himself into trouble. The healthcare issue does need to be fixed, but that's not something that's going to happen in the next 6 months. Ross went on to say that the Detroit Economic Club is one of the country's premier economic clubs. The venue, serving as a really highbrow kind of thought leadership platform. President's speech today was more of a campaign style speech. I don't think it was totally appropriate. Honestly, I think he missed an opportunity to kind of be more of a little more elevated, lay out a grander vision of where he's taking the country and the world. I think he had a missed opportunity. You know what? I kind of agree with Mark Ross. Trump should have definitely talked about the direction of the country economically and the things that he's doing around the world to help create markets here in the United States. Kind of agree with them. Especially this next part that is in this MERS news story. Trump also jump-started his remarks with comments about elections in Michigan being flawed, saying that anybody that's against requiring photo ID to vote wants to cheat. There's only one reason you'd be against that, and that's because you want to cheat. Well, he also noted that U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers was in attendance yesterday. Trump referenced Rogers' loss in 2024 to now U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. Trump said, "They rigged the election on you. Mine was too big to rig. You won. I'm telling you, you won." Well, Trump actually in 2024 won Michigan by 80,103 votes. Rogers lost to Slotkin by only 19,006. Well, comments were pounced on immediately by the Michigan Democratic Party. Mike Rogers is obsessed with relitigating his election loss instead of fighting to lower costs for the people of Michigan families. He spreads lies, has a toxic agenda against hardworking Michiganders. We believe Michiganders will reject price hike Mike at the ballot box in November. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. As you know, for those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, the budget, the fiscal year budget for this year, 2026, is in place. Part of the budget was a permanent long-term road funding formula that was negotiated by Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, and the Governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the Governor was not going to allow the budget to be signed unless there was new revenue, new money put into the formula, new taxes. She was hell-bent on raising some type of revenue taxes somewhere to be able to fund the roads. Flat out told Matt Hall, no raise in revenue taxes in this formula. I'm not signing the entire budget. That's basically what led to them missing the September 30th at midnight deadline last year. Finally, they came up with a new tax, 24% new wholesale tax on marijuana, on cannabis. Well, yesterday, a court of claims judge denied the attorney general's request to put on hold the lawsuit challenging this new 24% wholesale tax. Judge Saima Patel's two-page order means the lawsuits filed by the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association and PF Manufacturing, a holistic research group, will move forward. The spokesperson for the MCIA, Michigan Cannabis Industry Association spokesperson, Rose Canterfall, said this is another confirmation that our legal arguments have merit and deserve to be heard. Judge Patel understands the urgency of this case. We're grateful the court is allowing us to move forward quickly to present evidence of how this tax violates the will of the Michigan voters. Well, yesterday's order follows Patel's January 5th ruling just last Monday, a week ago, January 5th, where she denied the state's request that she reconsider a prior order and actually block the lawsuits. Back in December, Patel denied both the MCIA's request for a preliminary injunction, which would have blocked implementation of the tax, and the state's request to dismiss the lawsuits. Well, the MCIA unsuccessfully asked the Michigan Court of Appeals to move the case from the Court of Claims to the appellate court for immediate review. Well, in the order yesterday, the appeals panel said the MCIA failed to persuade the court of a need, an immediate need, for an appellate review. While we were hoping to expedite the appellate review of some of the issues found by the Court of Appeals as quickly as possible, especially given the magnitude of the impact this tax is having on our members, we are still pleased that the trial based on our lawsuit will move forward in the Court of Claims. We will continue to fight this new 24% wholesale tax aggressively in all avenues that we have legally available to us. You see, I'm going to stop the story right there for a second. Back in 2018, when it was on the ballot to legalize marijuana here in the state of Michigan, there was a 10% excise tax that was actually put into our state constitution, because that's the way they did it. They did a ballot petition drive. They got enough signatures. They put it on the ballot, and they actually amended our state's constitution. Well, in amending the state's constitution, it included a 10% excise tax. It did not include this new 24% wholesale tax. So the association representing the cannabis industry feels that this is a direct violation of what the voters amended our state constitution for. Well, their spokesperson said that this new tax is threatening the loss of 47,000 Michigan jobs. She also mentioned that one cannabis operation in Weberville has already announced it will close. And another business has indicated they're planning on closing very soon. Lastly, she mentioned that one business in the Upper Peninsula permanently laid off 61 employees at the end of last year. So for the last 2 weeks, these 61 people don't have a job. So that's basically the urgency factor as to why the judge, understanding that it is affecting their industry, has allowed the case to go forward. So again, we will continue to follow this story and update it based on what happens in the courtroom. There is a problem with higher education in the state of Michigan. With Americans' public perception of higher education on the decline, several university presidents held a press conference with reporters yesterday to highlight a new independent economic impact study, finding that Michigan's 15 universities generate $45 billion in new economic activity and supports more than 129,000 jobs. Michigan State University President Kevin Gazefsitz acknowledged that what we have to do is a better job of telling our stories and shut down the negative narratives. There is also a lot of misunderstanding, referring to the Pew Research Center's survey. It found a majority of Americans now say that higher education system is headed in the wrong direction. A recent Gallup poll also found that the percentage of Americans who say college is very important has slipped to just one-third of adults, which is down sharply from previous years. Part of building back the school's reputation comes from spreading news like what was shared yesterday. 1.6 million living alumni of Michigan public universities generated more than $15 billion in earnings. Now that's in the state of Michigan. He went on to say that Michigan's research universities are critical engines for discovery, talent attraction, and commercialization. Our one institutions bring in billions of dollars from the federal government as well as the industry, wanting us to do research for them in our labs. It also translates to discoveries in real-world solutions and helps Michigan lead in areas such as healthcare, mobility, energy, and advanced manufacturing. A driving reason for the growing skepticism is the perceived high cost of obtaining a degree. The last debt graduates shoulder when they leave and the value they complete based on the degrees they hold. Brian Peters, CEO of Michigan Health and Hospital Association, acknowledged we have our work cut out for us, but stressed that the contribution higher education makes to healthcare and hospitals cannot be overstated. The innovation and talent produced in these institutions of higher learning may not be fully understood well enough by the general public. Okay, guys, I'm going to stop you right here. I'm going to make this very clear and very simple. Do you know what the problem is? Why you have such perceived low numbers? Only one-third of adults say college is very important. Two reasons. High cost of an education based on you overpaying the professors, that's number one. And number two, your woke agenda. Instead of getting back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, getting back to teaching our real history of our country without a political agenda. If you were completely blind to politics, somewhat like, for example, Hillsdale College, these numbers would go up. And if you stop paying these professors these insane salaries, your costs would go down. Back in the day when I attended Michigan State University, 1977, 1978, it was like 10 grand a year. In-state tuition for an entire year at Michigan State University was 10 grand. Today, it's closer to 45, almost 50,000 in-state tuition. It's insane how much it's gone up. Now, I know 1977, 1978 was a long time ago. But you cannot expect these young people to have to go into debt for these student loans to simply get a college degree. I don't disagree with the innovation that these institutions have come up with, especially in healthcare. But you have to understand that you are way overpriced and your agenda has got to stop. It's that simple. While Peters went on to say, running a university is an extraordinarily complex enterprise, kind of like running a high-quality hospital. It's difficult for the general public to understand the complexities we have. Okay. Well, to that point, he pointed to the report concluding that Michigan Public University graduates earn nearly twice as much as their peers without a college degree, averaging $91,073 for folks 25 to 34 years old, compared to high school graduates who only earn $46,272. The release of the study came as state policymakers begin to work on the 2026 legislative session and the new budget. Basically, taking a look at underscoring the role of public higher education as a high return investment in Michigan's workforce, research and development ecosystem, along with long-term economic competitiveness. Got just a couple more paragraphs of this story. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.